Welcome to My Comfort Show, where every 2 weeks I chat about the TV show Gilmore Girls and I cook recipes to go with each episode. My name is Mia and I'm your host. In addition to my discussion about the episode and what recipes I've been making recently, stay tuned until the end of the episode where I choose my favorite moments from the episode, share fun facts from behind the scenes, and finally figure out why Gilmore Girls is such a comfort show to so many of us out there. So if that sounds fun to you, then just keep listening. Hi everyone, welcome back. I just wanted to say happy holidays. I hope you have a really great holiday season. I know sometimes the holidays can be a little bit stressful or difficult for a bunch of different reasons. So if that's the case, I hope things get better soon, and hopefully this can be a way to take your mind off of those things for a bit. But yeah, I hope everything goes well. And for the episode today, we're going to be talking about season 1, episode 16, titled Star-Crossed Lovers and Other Strangers. And it aired on March 8th, 2001. For the recipe this week, I wanted to do something very holiday inspired, and so I chose hot chocolate tea. So it's a little bit more special than just regular hot chocolate. I'll post a video or maybe some photos or definitely the full recipe and everything on my Instagram. But yeah, so for this one, I was actually inspired by the ingredients from when I was making my chocolate cake that I talked about in a previous episode, where you have to mix Earl Grey tea with some cocoa powder and cinnamon. And I remember when I was making that for the chocolate cake, it smelled so good and it looked so delicious. I thought I would honestly just drink this. And so I decided to kind of turn that into an actual drink, which I call hot chocolate tea. And so, yeah, it actually turned out really good. And I'm really excited for you all to see what it looks like when I post it on my Instagram. So stay tuned to that or stay tuned for that. yeah, so that'll be on my Instagram at My Comfort Show if you want to take a look there. And yeah, it wasn't particularly inspired by this episode, but I thought I have to do something holiday themed, something for winter, and so I thought that would be really good. Yeah, so why don't we just talk about where we left off last time? So Christopher proposed to Lorelai, but she said no, and he ended up leaving town. And also, if you listen to my episodes using Spotify, you'll find a poll with every episode that I post. So I always like to ask a question about, just to kind of get your opinions on things that happen in the plot or different decisions that the characters made and whether you think that they made the right decision or just in general how you feel about it. So I always try to put a poll in my Spotify episode if you just like scroll down. And last episode I asked you guys if you think Lorelai should have accepted his proposal or if she did the right thing by saying no, and most of you agreed that Lorelai did the right thing in the end. And so yeah, I think I agree as well. Yeah, so it was just interesting to see what you all thought, and I'm still deciding what I'm gonna put as the poll for this episode, but definitely keep an eye on it because it will be there. All right, so for this episode, we start out and the townspeople of Stars Hollow are preparing for their annual Founders Firelight Festival, which commemorates the founding of their town. And that comes and goes throughout the episode. It's kind of like filler, or it's just really nice to see everybody kind of gathered in the town and see a lot of familiar faces. And I think, I mean, the real heart of this episode centers around Dean and Rory. So basically, Dean and Rory, they have their 3-month anniversary in this episode. And Dean asks Rory to skip her family dinner on Friday because he has something special planned and he wants to celebrate with her on Friday. And I was wondering what you guys thought about this because I, as you know, I read the Reddit pages for Gilmore Girls a lot, and just to kind of see how the fans are feeling about different things going on in the plot. And I think a lot of people kind of feel like it was a bit unreasonable for him to ask this. And I can kind of see where they're coming from, because watching it again, I did notice that he said he was basically trying to defend why it would be a good idea for her to skip the family dinner, and how he said, oh, I'm working. And it didn't, I guess people's issue with it is that he didn't really try to move around his own schedule, and he just kind of assumed that she would fix her schedule, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I personally think maybe we don't have enough information to really see. Maybe he did actually try to move around his schedule, but it just didn't work out. I don't know. I think there's a bunch of different ways that you can read into this, so I'm wondering what you all thought. But nevertheless, Rory asks Lorelai if it's okay for her to skip the family dinner, and then Lorelai asks Emily. And Emily is surprisingly okay with Rory not coming to dinner that week, which was pretty hard to believe. And we'll see later in the episode kind of why she was okay with it. And I think it was really interesting to see Emily kind of be okay with it for a little bit, and then we actually understand like her true reasoning or her true intentions for why she was okay with Lorelai just going to dinner by herself. But anyway, yeah, so Emily says it's okay that Rory doesn't come, but Lorelai, you have to come, so she can't get out of it. So then the next scene, we are at school, and Tristan is making out with a girl against the lockers in front of everyone. And I'm laughing because it's just so Tristan. And by now, we don't know a whole lot about him. We don't have a huge amount of backstory for him yet. But from what I've seen, this just fits perfectly with his character. I mean, he's like being so obvious about it, and the way he says things is just really, really funny to me. He's like, oh, to be young and in love. and he says that, of course, like looking straight at Paris and Rory and trying to make them annoyed and disgusted and everything that they're feeling, which is working, you know. They are just trying to get to their lockers, which he's blocking, by the way. Of course, he chose to just stand right in front of their lockers. So anyway, yeah. And I also thought, is it just me, or did the girl that he was kissing also look a lot like Rory? I feel like that was intentional. I actually thought it was Rory. I mean, I don't know why my brain went there, but I did think it was Rory for a second. Anyway. So we're kind of skipping around a little bit, but to kind of talk about Lorelai, I think in general, Lorelai is really lonely in this episode, and it's quite easy to see that she's just constantly being, She's just being forced to see all of these things happening around her that just make her feel super lonely. And so she goes to work and she sees Suki and Jackson like being all romantic with each other at work. Then she goes, okay, she leaves the kitchen and she goes to the desk and she sees Michelle and he's talking to his girlfriend, I assume, on the phone. And meanwhile, she hasn't heard from Max, which I thought was actually really interesting because I assumed that Max wasn't going to be coming back. I don't know. I mean, the way that they ended things, it definitely felt like, okay, from a TV writer's perspective, I guess, they definitely left the door open for him and how Max as a character could definitely come back into the series. But I thought for the time being, I felt like that was really over. But she does say that she hasn't heard from Max in a while, and it sounds like she really was expecting him to come back into her life somehow or for them to maybe start over. And then not to mention Christopher left town last episode, so, you know, even though she did turn him down, it feels like that chapter of her life has kind of closed off for a bit. And so she just feels really lonely and she seems to be looking for something to just occupy her mind with. And there was a really cute moment that I thought was very subtly done, but it really shows you how lonely she is and how she's trying to really distract herself when I think it's towards the beginning of the episode when when she and Rory are in the kitchen and she's talking about how much she wants to cook. She's like, I want to cook. I want to do all these things. I want to be the Iron Chef. I just want to cook. And Rory says, you never cook. Why are you saying this? And it really just goes to show how desperate she is for something to do and take her mind off of things. And I haven't mentioned it yet, but adding to her list of things that are making her feel lonely this episode, Rachel comes back to town. And just as a reminder, Rachel is Luke's ex-girlfriend who we haven't met her before, but we have heard of her before, right? So there was the episode where they go to the concert, and in that episode, Lorelai found Rachel's jacket in a box of Luke's old things, and she was wearing the jacket, and then Luke got really, really upset that Lorelai was wearing Rachel's jacket and that kind of thing. And then that was the episode where Lorelai heard all about Rachel and what she was like and how cool and interesting she seems. And I have to say, when we met her in this episode, she really felt like, I mean, I personally really felt like she lived up to the expectations that I had of her in my mind, where she seems to be really cosmopolitan. She's traveling the world as a journalist / photographer, I guess. And she seems like the kind of person who just acts on a whim. She just came back to town just randomly, and she's going all over the world doing good things and exposing war crimes, or I forget exactly what she said, but she was in the Middle East and just being totally cosmopolitan, like go-getter kind of hardworking woman. And so I can totally see how that's just really, really intimidating for Lorelai. And I mean, it was bad enough when she heard about Rachel from other people, but now seeing Rachel, and presumably Rachel like lives up to her expectations in the same way that she did for me, Lorelai is just really, really intimidated. And yeah, it just makes her feel more lonely. And so one thing that happens is that, as we said, Lorelai ends up going to the Friday dinner alone, thinking that it will just be her with her parents. And speaking of Lorelai's love life and just how she's feeling these days, Emily really takes jabs at Lorelai's love life and how she hasn't had a stable long-term romantic relationship in a really long time, or really at all. And I think she, I mean, oh my gosh, as much as I love Emily, she sometimes just is a bit too harsh. And she was saying things like, Rory and Dean, oh, they're celebrating their 3-month anniversary. When was the last time you had a relationship that lasted that long? And you just see Lorelai's face just completely, I mean, she's just crushed. And just at that moment, the doorbell rings, and it turns out it's this guy whose name is Chase Bradford, and he's a clearly eligible bachelor that Emily invited to set Lorelai up with him. I guess kind of like a blind date situation, and this is kind of where we figure out how Emily has been able to just take this opportunity of Rory not being there and Lorelai being on her own and turn that into an opportunity for her to set Lorelai up with somebody. So I think that was really the reason why Emily was okay with it and okay with Rory not showing up, is, okay, this is a chance for me to set Lorelai up with somebody. And so also I just wanted to say that Chase Bradford is such a like a waspy name that is just perfect for a character from this, from, I mean, we learn that he's from a very rich, well-to-do family in Hartford, and he grew up there and grew up in this very well-to-do neighborhood. And so I thought that was just such a, like, it sounds like a fake name, honestly, but it was so perfect. And this guy, he's just, I think, I mean, Lorelai, obviously Lorelai has a bunch of other guys on her mind right now. I mean, she just had Christopher come over, and then he left, and then now she wants to hear back from Max, and she's kind of feeling feelings for Luke, but she doesn't really want to admit it, and so she has a lot of things on her mind, and she really doesn't want to just engage with this guy, Chase. And so that really makes their dinner conversations really tense, because not only is it her and Chase, but her parents are also at the table trying to be a part of the conversation too, and kind of steer the conversation towards ways where Chase can talk about his job and how good his job is and all the cool things he does and how he can program a computer to tell you what the exact day you're going to die, and just all of these things that Lorelai is not super interested in. I mean, maybe on the surface level she thinks it's interesting or cool, but she doesn't really care. And so she ends up escaping through her bedroom window, and Richard actually catches her because he pokes his head into the room and he sees that she's leaving, and she asks him to keep it a secret for her. And I thought it was a really sweet moment, especially considering that they had a bit of an argument last episode, and she even brings it up to him. She says, I know that we just had a fight pretty much, and I know that we were each saying things to each other that maybe were just in the heat of the moment, and she really apologizes, and I think they're on good terms with that right now. But he, and that's when she asks him, she says, I really just don't want to do this right now. Can you just please keep this a secret from Mom? And he says, okay. So I thought that was very sweet. Now, meanwhile, going back to Rory and Dean, they're celebrating their 3-month anniversary at this time, and they're at this romantic dinner at an Italian restaurant, and they're enjoying their time together, and it does seem genuinely like they're having a really good time. And After dinner, they head to the festival for a little bit. So the festival that I was talking about at the beginning, where they're gonna light up the whole town and everybody's gathered. We see Suki and Jackson for a little bit. It's really cute. And so they head through the festival for a bit, but then Dean says something like, what does he say exactly? I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said something like, my surprise, I have a surprise plan for you later, after this festival. Can we go somewhere so I can show it to you? And I think Rory's just really excited, and maybe the festival is just not really her thing. I mean, she gives off the impression of having been to this festival a bunch of times before, and how it's not super enticing to her anymore, and she'd much rather just spend time with Dean. Especially because they haven't really had a moment alone, because they were in the restaurant, now they're at this festival surrounded by people. And like, in some ways it's romantic, but also I think she just wants some time alone with him. That's kind of what I read into it. I don't know. But anyway, so she's super excited to hear about this surprise that he has planned for her. And she says, you know what? Let's skip the festival. They're not going to light the lights, or they're not going to put up the lights for a little bit longer. So let's just go and see the surprise. And Dean says, okay. So he brings her to a salvage yard. And it's this really kind of, I don't know. It's kind of a dinky kind of place. It has a bunch of old car parts, and it's totally deserted, with a bunch of just machinery everywhere. And he shows her a car that he's building for her. And I think even though the car looks a little bit shoddy, it looks, the door falls off, and it's not the most glamorous thing, of course, but I think in some way it's sweet that he's building her a car. I find that pretty impressive, I guess. But I don't know. I'm so curious what you all think. Do you think that him building a car for their 3-month anniversary, is that too much? I don't know. I mean, maybe he just really likes building cars. Maybe he does it a lot, and this is not as big of a gesture as it seems to us, or at least as it seems to me. Or maybe he really does want to make a really big gesture, and maybe he really does care about her a lot, like a lot more than I think we have seen him show his feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think my one issue with the Rory and Dean relationship so far is that we haven't really seen them hang out together that much. And the only times that we do see them hang out together, things kind of go wrong. Like, we saw them at the dance, but then he got in a fight with Tristan, and then they stayed up all night and made people think that they slept together. And that wasn't a super positive experience. And then what else do we see? Then the Donna Reed stuff. It started out with this romantic dinner that she made for him, but then that was all kind of shrouded by the fact that he had some kind of traditional views that Rory didn't quite agree with, and so they got into a bit of an argument there. And so I think in some ways it feels realistic, because arguments are just a normal part of life, and like, people aren't going to get along all the time. But at the same time, I feel like maybe we didn't see enough really positive and sweet moments between them, where I really felt like, oh, they really care about each other a lot. And I almost wish there was another episode or something before this moment, because what happens is, they get in the car, and they don't drive or anything. I mean, it's not finished being built, but they're just sitting in it. And Dean actually says, "I love you," to Rory, which I thought was really shocking. And just based on everything that I just said, I thought it was really quite a surprise. Just, I didn't feel like we got there as viewers. We didn't really see that whole journey. And so it did come as a surprise. And Rory doesn't say it back because she also wasn't expecting that. And he's noticeably very upset that she didn't say it back. And he seems kind of pissed off. And Rory explains to him, which I really commend her on this, because it's really hard in the moment to explain where you're coming from and to really understand why it's so hard for her to say, "I love you." But she explains it to him right then and there. She says, "Well, whenever my mom said, 'I love you,' to someone or to a boyfriend or a guy, it didn't go well because they all left eventually. And so those words don't have a completely positive connotation for her. And so maybe she's worried if she says it back to Dean that Dean is going to leave, so she just doesn't have a very good experience with those words. And she's explaining that pretty well to him, but he has a hard time seeing things from her perspective. And it kind of reminded me of the Donna Reed episode where he was saying to her, I think it's nice when a woman cooks every night for her husband or something. And he said, "My mom did that to my dad every night." And Rory said, "Well, I didn't grow up in a family like that. Like, my mom never cooks." And so to her, the idea of a wife cooking for her husband is just not as special. It doesn't have a special, like, nostalgic feeling or warm feeling for her. So she can't really relate. And I guess in some ways they can't really relate to each other or see eye to eye on those things. And I think the best they can do is try to understand where each other's coming from. I think in this moment, it just really feels like all of that is compounded in this one moment. And so he, as I said, gets really upset, and they leave in seemingly in this kind of pissed off state, or at least he seems pissed off and she seems really just sad that it wasn't really the moment that either of them were hoping for. It just kind of ruined the moment. And so we'll see what happens there. We'll get back to that. But meanwhile, Rachel comes over to Luke at the festival, and she tells him that she missed him and that's why she came back. And so, you know how I was talking about earlier how she just seems like the kind of person who just acts on a whim, and how she, she's traveling the world, she's going all over the place, and then all of a sudden she misses Luke and she just drops everything and comes back to Stars Hollow. I mean, that's kind of very, very different from the lifestyle of most people in Stars Hollow, right? It seems like most people just stay there and don't, they have their own little bubble and their own little world, and they don't venture out of that so much. So in a way, Rachel just is so much, I can see how she's so interesting to so many different people. Like, I think Lorelai's really interested in just how different she is from her, and how that brings up feelings of jealousy and loneliness in Lorelai. But you know, it's clear that Rachel is some kind of competition for her. And Luke, I mean, it goes without saying that Luke is really interested in Rachel too. I mean, there's a reason why he was just in love with her so long ago, is probably because she had this kind of independent spirit that he was missing in his own life or something, right? Because they seem like such opposites. So I'm just kind of trying to make up their story in my head of maybe why they were together or why he was so in love with her. And so he ends up saying that he really missed her too. And it really seems like in this scene between the two of them that they're probably going to get back together. And I thought that was kind of interesting to watch that play out. And he insists that Lorelai is just a friend. And it just feels like one of those really just missed opportunity moments, because Lorelai, it feels like she still hasn't quite realized her true feelings for Luke. And not only that, but I mean, if she can't realize it within herself, then she can't make her feelings for him clear enough, you know? She can't tell him how much she cares about him because she hasn't even realized it for herself. And I just feel like in this moment and in this episode in general, I mean, if Lorelai really wanted to be with Luke, she should have just jumped on it, you know? Because Rachel was there, and we know that Rachel's going to say something, and probably she's there to see Luke because she misses him. And Lorelai really could have just told him and made her feelings clear right then and there. And I wonder if maybe they would have had a chance, or maybe if Luke would have actually turned down Rachel. So it's kind of tough. I feel like the timing was just so, it just had to be so precise, and Lorelai just didn't get there in time. And so, as we see in the very next scene, after Rachel goes off, Lorelai comes by and sits next to Luke, and Luke basically makes it seem like him and Rachel are going to get back together, and Lorelai, I mean, I feel bad for her because she seems lonely again, and how she just really missed that opportunity. And and so in a way, I guess in a way for her to soothe her loneliness or try to fix it, she goes home that night and she's feeling sad about how Luke is now probably back with Rachel, or at least will be back with her very soon. And Rory is out with her boyfriend. And speaking of which, I definitely felt like Lorelai was feeling jealous of her own daughter in this episode, which, I mean, who can blame her, right? And she decides to call Max, and she just gets his answering machine, so he's not there. And just as she's about to possibly leave a message for Max, I don't know, did you guys think she was going to hang up, or do you think she was going to leave a message for him? I don't know. But just at that moment, Rory comes in and she says that Dean and her broke up. And they hug, and that's where the episode ends. I just wanted to ask you guys, did you expect Dean and Rory to break up over that? I mean, he did seem really upset that she didn't say I love you back, but I really didn't expect them to break up. And I barely have any words about this. I mean, do you guys think in general that if someone doesn't say I love you back, do you think that you have to break up, or is there a way to move forward? Because personally, I think it depends. And I think the fact that they did break up, maybe it's a good thing, because maybe they're not mature enough to find a way to move forward. I don't know. But I think it really depends. And especially in this case, it just feels sad because I think, as Rory was saying, I mean, it's not that she doesn't have feelings for Dean. It's not that she doesn't really care for him, but it's just that the words "I love you" have a lot of weight to them for her, and they have a lot of like it's more than just the words, you know? It's a whole history of how those words have been used in her family and with her mom and everything she saw growing up. And so it's just sad that Dean wasn't able to understand that, and they weren't able to just talk through it and try to make it work. But yeah, so I thought that was really, really just unfortunate. I don't know. I wasn't expecting them to break up so soon. So yeah, why don't we take a break and then we'll get into much more lighter topics, I promise. Okay, so let's start off with some memorable moments. Starting off with the funniest moment, I chose the entire family dinner scene with Chase and Lorelai and her parents. I just thought that whole dynamic was really funny, and I almost wish we saw more of it because it was just so tense, but also tense, yeah, tense and awkward, but also funny. Because I think a lot of times scenes that are tense and awkward can just be really hard to watch. But I think they did such a good job writing and acting this scene where it was really, really fun and funny. And so I love Lorelai's just really stupid joke about how she's not in the DAR, DARN. And Richard, it just cuts to Richard, and Richard rolls his eyes. And I never in a million years thought I would see Richard roll his eyes. So I thought that was just perfect. And Chase and Chase's laugh, oh my God. For my most relatable moment, I guess I wouldn't really frame it as completely relatable because I've never been in her position before, but I just in general really empathize with Lorelai this episode, and she's trying to keep her own life together as well as her daughter's life while she's dealing with her own personal things on the side, like feeling lonely or missing people in her life. And yeah, I just thought that very last moment of the episode when she goes and hugs Rory and she has to drop everything that she's feeling in that moment, and just be there for her daughter, which is really hard. So I empathized a lot for her. My favorite quote, is a quote that made me just think a lot. I really like this quote when Rory says, "This feels like one of those moments where everything is so perfect and so wonderful that you almost feel sad because nothing can ever be this good again," which, yeah, I guess I thought about it, and I really feel like I've definitely had those moments where I'm just looking at myself experiencing a certain moment. But yeah, I just thought that was really interesting that she phrased it that way, and she really captured a specific feeling that I've felt before. Best advice. I really liked when Luke was talking to Lorelai at the end, during the festival, when he's talking about why he's considering getting back with Rachel. And he says, "I spent a lot of time debating things. Is it right? Is it wrong? Should I do this? Should I do that? Sometimes you should just jump in and take a shot. What's the worst that can happen?" And then most comforting scene, yeah, I'm just gonna say that it's Luke and Lorelai at the festival during that, towards the end of the episode in that scene. Yeah, I just really liked seeing them together, and I like their friendship a lot. So, yeah. For fun facts, I just have one fun fact, but I feel pretty proud of myself because I spent a lot of time looking around on the internet for some kind of fun facts about this episode or maybe about Dean and Rory's relationship or something. And I finally found a really interesting fact, which, who knows, maybe you all know this already, but during the scene when Dean and Rory are in the car and Rory doesn't say "I love you" back to him, the song "Oh My Love" by John Lennon is playing in the background. And apparently that song cost the show $20,000 to use. And on top of that, it was really difficult to get approval from Yoko Ono, who co-wrote the song with John Lennon. And Amy Sherman-Palladino, who you all know is the show's creator, she had to give a bunch of scripts and videotapes of Gilmore Girls episodes to Yoko Ono so that she could basically figure out whether the series is worth having her song in it, and so she could just use that to approve the usage of her song in this show. And I mean, obviously she eventually approved it, but yeah, I just thought that was so interesting because if you maybe didn't notice, you know how sometimes during memorable moments I like to give my most memorable musical moment in the episode. And so I left that out today because I wanted to talk about it during my fun facts section. But yeah, I definitely felt like this was one of the strongest musical moments in the series so far, I think, of just the song. It is so pretty, and definitely go back and watch that scene on YouTube or listen to the song, because it just gives a lot of extra weight to the scene where I think it just works beautifully with the dialogue and the emotion that's going on in the scene. So I just love that. I thought it was so good, so, so good. And definitely worth the money. All right, so yeah, why don't we just end it right here? I'll leave you, as always, with the title for the next episode, which is The Breakup Part 2. So I'm assuming we're going to see what happens after Lorelai hugs Rory. And who knows, maybe Rachel will still be in the picture. Yeah, I'm just really excited to watch the episode and then talk with you guys about it. And thank you so much. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of My Comfort Show. If you're enjoying it so far, I would love it if you gave me a rating on Apple Podcasts, because it helps other people find my podcast as well. If you want to see pictures of what I'm up to and what recipes I've been making and just lots of food pictures, you can find me on Instagram at My Comfort Show. I look forward to talking again in 2 weeks. Until then, bye.